OY for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Looking for check-in. CQ, CQ, CQ. I hear somebody, but I cannot copy your call letter. I just know that you're speaking. Over. For check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net.
Try it again. This is too soft in the WCGI.
Could you say your call slower and phonetically, and maybe I can get it that way? I'm not certain, but it sounds like you're saying Whiskey 2, Golf, India, X-ray, correct?
Oscar.
Golf, India, Oscar? Alrighty, well, I am struggling to hear you, that's a fact. I don't know if you do Netlogger. Yep, that's Frank. And, wow. Gee, Frank, why are you so down in the mud?
I'm in the mobile.
Alrighty, okay. I just got a message from Lauren. She said it's Frank. Yep, I could not have told you it was you, sir, so, ride along with us. I'll call on you, and maybe Laura can hear you better than me, so she can maybe type to me what you say. Over.
No, I'm going to be out. You know, don't keep the dogs in. I just want to check in.
Okay, under the remarks, I'm going to put QRP for you. Sir, thank you. Whiskey 2, GIO, KHOI. Let me see who else I can come up with. CQ, 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 this is KAHJOI for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Miss Laura, good evening, and Mr. Marty, good evening to both of you, and to JTT and N2IRJ. Thank you for texting that. I was trying my best to hear, but I wasn't reading, but then I saw that you had typed to me, so I appreciate it. Let me see if I can come up with some other participants. CQ, 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 this is KAHJOY with the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, standing in for Mr. Jesse. Letters, but I don't have a good enough copy to fool you out. Maybe you can give me your call letters phonetically.
Bravo.
think I've copied Whiskey Bravo 3, but the rest of it I've not figured out. I might have it. I got the Whiskey Bravo. I don't know if I have the number correct. Bravo Charlie Papa.
Bravo Charlie Echo. Echo.
I do not have a good enough copy. My noise floor is an 8, and you are right there in the noise floor. I just cannot pull it out. Let me see. Laura just typed to me, Whiskey Bravo 2, Romeo question mark Echo. Could you say it again? Maybe she can pick it up.
Whiskey Bravo 2 is good. Bravo Charlie. Bravo Charlie. Echo.
I can't hear you good enough. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're not running power, and I just cannot figure it out. N2JTT sent me Bravo Charlie Echo. Whiskey Bravo 2, Bravo Charlie Echo. Is that correct?
Roger, roger. Roger, roger.
Hey, we got it. I am sorry. It's just so... such a poor signal report that I just can't get it. But that's William in the Bronx, in the good state of New York. I have family in Rockland County there, William. Do you go by William or by Bill? Over.
Bill. B-I-L-L. Push my power to max, but I'm a little high on my SWR, so I'm not sure about that.
I heard you mention SWR. As I said, I just don't have a good copy on you at all. It is really poor, but we'll give it a shot, that's for sure. I'm going to open the door. I have, I did need to grab a few more people if they're with us, so good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe this is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I will start by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me move my clipboard over here and CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. And Lauren tells me that you go by Bill, so I'm going to put that in the net logger, BCE. So CQ. Nothing, so I'm going to start it out. It's going to be kind of a difficult one because the band seemed to be good when I was down the frequency, but it's not that great right now. I'm going to start out by an article from the Epic Times. Florida man dies while awaiting trial on charges related to the January 6th Capitol breach. It was not an insurrection. Hell, it wasn't even a riot. There was no weapons. And the only person that died was Ashley Babbitt. A U.S. military veteran who was charged on the January 6th Capitol breach has died. John Anderson, 61, died at a hospital on September 21st in Jacksonville, Florida, according to the family members and his lawyer. His cause of death has not been disclosed. My sweet, handsome husband went home to be with the Lord. Anderson's wife said, according to the lawyer, Marina Medson. Anderson's wife is asking for prayers and privacy as she mourns the loss of her late husband. Anderson, a United States Marine Corps veteran, Semper Fi, was charged with 7 counts, including civil disorder, interfering with law enforcement, and stealing government property. However, all those jackwads that burned down the cities in Wisconsin, Washington, Oregon, Pennsylvania, you name it, they were let free. These people are protesting for their constitutional rights and they were charged. But that's another topic. Anderson was arrested in late February in St. Augustine and released pending trial about a week later. Authorities said he was part of the crowd that tried entering the Capitol through a tunnel, clashing with officers in the process. But his lawyer said he did nothing wrong and was trapped by people pressing behind him. Screenshots from surveillance video in the tunnel show Anderson was struck with a chemical substance let loose by a male in the crowd. Police officers later sprayed pepper spray, which also hit Anderson. He was assisted by officers to the tunnel after several minutes. Anderson said the officers saved his of them coming through the tunnel, and he is holding on to one of the Capitol police officers being escorted through the tunnel. Yeah, a real criminal. Totally amazing, but interesting. That's just where we're at in this mess. I hope people got to watch the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, on Newsmax, was it Monday or Tuesday? She was in a town hall with Rob Smith. What an interesting governor. She has definitely kept South Dakota in the green. They did not mask. They did not close down. They told the people to be responsible. So I think that's definitely interesting, and her state is definitely in the black, which is kind of exciting in itself. So with that being said, let me see if I have any other new participants before I jump into the list. This is KHAY with the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
N4ROQ.
N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, good evening. Good to hear you, sir. Let me see if I have anybody else. Charlie 9, and say the rest again. Is that Michael in Wisconsin? So I got the wrong call. I put in Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Delta Julia. So what do I have wrong? Alrighty, let me correct that. I guess nobody's running power tonight. That really sucks. But I've got you in there, Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Delta Juliet. With that being said, I'm going to jump up and say hi to Miss Laura and Miss Marty. They are listening on an SDR, the K3FEF-SDR. Miss Laura, N2JTT, and Mr. Marty, N2IRJ. I have to say Laura's name first because she's way cuter than Marty. With that being said, let me go to Mr. Frank. He is QRP'ing, so we'll struggle. But Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar. Mr. Frank, let me see if I can pull you out of the static. How about Mr. Bill, Whiskey Bravo 2, Bravo Charlie Echo, Mr. Bill in the Bronx, New York. Nothing from Bronx, New York. Mr. Larry, thank God I can hear you. N4RO2, K-A-J-O-I.
Yeah, you're sounding great down here.
Alrighty, kind of a small group. Mr. Dempsey is still under the weather. I talked to him today. He does not sound good, but he's getting out, moving around, and trying to kick this nasty virus.
Oh no, did he test positive?
Well, he never said that he tested, but I guess, I don't know if he went or she went. Somebody went, and it does look like they haven't. So, they're both pretty much down for the count. They've been trying to come up with some medications like the chloroquine or the ivermectin, and apparently wherever they're at, their hospital personnel are not helping people at all.
Oh, good. Well, I should have got some of that stuff already. I could have sent some up there to him. And maybe somebody will.
Well, I ordered some, but it's been 5 weeks. They said 5 to 7 weeks. I told him if I had it in my hand, I'd put it in the mail. But right now, he's kind of under the weather trying to shake this bug.
Yeah, I'll tell him something to take that will probably help. If zinc is really good, if he can get his hands on some zinc tablets or Wazo, that's an antihistamine. That helped my mother tremendously to take a lot of congestion out of her chest. So Wazo, X-Y-Z-A-L, it's an antihistamine. Please tell him to get some of that.
I will send him a text message. Spell it for me again. Z-Y-S-A-L?
No, X-Y-Z-A-L.
Alrighty, I will send him a text message with that in it. I also understand vitamin D and C, but D mostly is also helpful.
Yeah, he can go to a pet shop, he can go to Tractor Supply, some of those places, and get him some of that ivermectin. Even if it's liquid, then take that, you know, that's really good too, you know.
Yeah, I believe he said, it was hard to understand him, he was really feeling under the weather. But I think he's attempted to come up with that at the local Tractor Supply down there. But I will send him these messages from you, and hopefully, I don't know if he's listening. I'm looking online. I don't see him yet. He said he was going to try to jump in there, so if he does, we can tell him in person. But, yeah, we got to get him better. So, all righty, Mr. Larry, I'm going to pass it to you. What do you got?
Oh, okay. I was expected to be down the line, but I've got an article here. Here's another article here. Let's see. This is on... this is yesterday's regarding the hospital, the grocery store shooting that you asked me about here the other day. Memphis, Tennessee, six people wounded in a mass
shooting at a Tennessee supermarket are no longer in critical condition, with one person in serious condition and five others in good condition. A hospital spokeswoman said Sunday. On Thursday, a gunman killed one person and himself and wounded 14 others at a Kroger in Collierville, a suburb 30 miles east of Memphis, Tennessee. Police said the victims included 10 employees and 5 customers, and the gunman was identified as UK Thang. T-H-A-N-G is the last name, who worked in a sushi, that's S-U-S-H-I, business at the store. So, as an employee at the store did it. Okay, let's see, moving from there, FBI says, this is USA Today, by the way, FBI says murders throughout U.S. surged in 2020. The FBI reported a nearly 30% increase in murders in 2020, the largest single-year jump since the Bureau began recording crime statistics 6 decades ago. The surge in killings drove an overall 5% increase in violent crime last year, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. Violence stalked most major cities, the report found, even as the coronavirus pandemic exacted its own deadly toll. The amount of homicides last year, 21,570, did not surpass some stunning totals in the early 1990s, including the nearly 25,000 murders in 1991. The numbers are also an incomplete assessment, since 15,897 of the eligible 18,619 law enforcement agencies submitted data to the FBI last year. Last year was unique in many ways, as James Allen Fox, a professor of criminology at Northeastern University, because of the pandemic, people were not in structured activities. The whole country was divided by politics in response to the coronavirus and the social justice movement. So that's a pretty good surge there in 2020. Okay, let's see. There's some changes coming to the post office. Go ahead and outline what I have on those. As Americans who have been frustrated with the slow service of the U.S. Postal Service since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, probably won't be thrilled to hear this. And for okay. The service is about to get even slower. Starting Friday, the Postal Service will implement new service standards for first-class mail and periodicals. Spokeswoman Kim Frum, that's spelled F-R-U-M, said in an email to USA Today, the changes mean an increased time in transit for mail traveling long distances, such as from New York to California. Frum said that most first-class mail, 61%, and periodicals, 93%, will be unaffected by the changes. Single-piece first-class mail traveling within the same region will still have a delivery time of 2 days. The Postal Service defines first-class mail as standard-size letters and flats, Frum said. That's different from first-class packages, which are typically used for shipping smaller, lightweight packages. Currently, first-class mail and first-class packages have the same delivery standards, but that will change beginning Friday. The changes to service standard times are part of the Postal Service's 10-year strategic plan, which was announced by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March. The plan has drawn heavy criticism from elected officials. DeJoy took his position in June 2020, despite no previous postal service experience. The position of Postmaster General is not appointed or nominated by a president, but rather appointed by the Independent Postal Service Board of Governors. The Postal Service has been riddled by financial problems for years, and the coronavirus pandemic has only worsened the situation. So, evidently they're changing something around there. Some packages there, and we'll see how all that goes. All right, we'll stop it right there. Bob, got a good copy on you. I hope everything starts looking up. I can hear you fine. Hopefully the band is a little noisy, so that may hurt the may hurt it a little bit, but hopefully not. So K88JOY on the Liberty Net from N4ROQ Bay tonight.
Thank you, Larry. I also read an article about it, and it was pretty much like you just read. But they did make mention that starting, I don't remember what the date was, I think it said Friday or on October 1st till December 26th is when they're going to implement the slower delivery of the larger packages. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, that's just fine, isn't it? We'll just have to go keep going to FedEx there. Over.
Basically, people, you should get your Christmas cards out by Thursday if you expect them to be there for the holidays. How amazing. They did talk about a possible rate increase, but it hasn't happened yet. So I've been pretty vigilant on buying the Forever stamps on a regular basis so that I have them. So, amazing. More money, less service. What could be better than that? Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOI. Let me go down to Mr. Andy in Alliston Park, Pennsylvania. KC3, Sierra Delta Juliet. Mr. Andy, what do you have for us on round number one? Getting your general license. Have you got yourself into QSL cards or not? Over. Well, I have been a general for a long time. I've been a licensed ham for 40 years, and I just recently designed my own QSL card. So I'm not requiring you to send me one, but just for the fun of it, since you're a new general, I'll send you one with the congratulations of being a new general, and if hopefully you'll see it in about a week and you can comment on them. Over. I've got you up on the NetLogger, and it shows that you're an apartment number 1421. Is that correct? So I'm using NetLogger, and it shows me, it looks like you're at Bingham Court, number 1421. Is that an apartment? As I said, I'm a little strange. You gotta roll with me here. So most people like have a picture of their radio or, you know, something like that. I went a different way, so I believe that you'll definitely enjoy it when you see it. Over. I'm going to move along and see if I can find some additional check-ins, and we will come back to you on round number two. All righty. Let me see if I've got some additional check-ins. CQCQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me go back up to the top of the list. I've got a little bit longer article from the Western Journal. Good old sleepy, sloppy Joe. Joe Biden loses touch with reality. He says $3.5 trillion plan cost $0, quote and unquote. Quote, my Build Back America Better agenda cost $0, the president falsely claimed in a tweet on Saturday. Instead of wasting money on tax breaks, loopholes, and tax evasion for big corporations and the wealthy, we can make a once-in-a-generation investment in working America. Yeah, a once-in-a-generation screwing us, and it adds $0 to the national debt, which that's a lie. Here's the kicker. His Build Back Better spending cost $3.5 trillion. Biden attempted to explain this math during the remarks on Friday at the White House. We talk about price tags, the president said. It is zero price tag on the debt. We're paying, you're going to pay for everything we spend, so they say it's not, you know. People, understandably, well, you know it started off at $6 trillion, now it's $3.5 trillion. Now is it going to be 2.9? It's going to be zero, because of the plan that I put forward, and I said from the offset, I said I'm running to change the dynamic of how the economy grows. I'm tired of trickle-down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well. You all know it. You all reported it. And in the middle of the crisis, but hardworking people and middle-class people are getting hurt. And so I provided, for example, a tax cut. Now, basically, they're quoting as he's bumbling. It's going to cost nothing. I reported earlier that the banks, with this $3.5 trillion package goes through, anybody that has a $600 or greater bank account and transaction, it will be reported to the IRS. So let's say you have a garage sale. You take in $1,000. You put that in your checking account. Well, you didn't report that as income. They'll report that to the government. The IRS will say, they're cheating us. And they'll want taxation on that garage sale. That's where he's getting the money. The man cannot lie enough to the American public. It is so sad. And if we don't get involved, folks, it's going to definitely be a problem. Chase Bank is basically saying, even though they're probably not the most honest group in the world, that it's definitely going to be a problem. Dollar Bank put out a memo that said they don't know how they can implement this without it costing them and the customers money. PNC has not said anything yet. So it's time to look at that House Resolution 1319 and the section about the $600 and write your senators. Look into it online. It's a real big problem. That's where they're trying to screw every little person out of their money. With that being said, I'll again say hi to Laura and to JTT and to IRJ Mr. Marty. Let me go and see if Frank is with me again. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, you with me? something heard? Let me see if Bill's with me. Whiskey Bravo 2, Bravo Charlie Echo. Nothing heard. Mr. Larry, I'm sorry, I'm back to you, young man. November 4, Romeo Oscar Quebec, and I sent Mr. Jesse a text.
No good. Okay, I got some stuff here. I need to go and look a little more, a little deeper there, but here's some articles from USA Today. Turkey could buy Russian missiles. This is from Istanbul on at Associated Press, USA Today. It's an Oxford News Sentinel. It says Turkey's president has said he would consider buying a second Russian missile system in defiance of strong objections by the United States. In an interview with CBS News, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, that's the best I can do, said Turkey would have to decide its defense systems on its own. Speaking to correspondent Margaret Brennan in New York this past week, Erdogan explained that Turkey hasn't given the option to buy American-made Patriot missiles, and the U.S. had not delivered F-35 stealth jets despite a payment of $1.4 billion. Erdogan's comments came in excerpts released in advance of a full interview being broadcast on Sunday. NATO member Turkey was kicked out of the F-35 program, and defense officials were sanctioned after it bought the Russian-made S-400 missile defense system. The U.S. strongly objects to the use of Russian systems within NATO and said it poses a threat to the F-35. Turkey maintains the S-400 could be used independently without being integrated into NATO systems and therefore pose no risk. The U.S. also sanctions Turkey in 2020 for its purchase under a 2017 law aimed at pushing back Russian intel. The move was the first time that the law was used to penalize a U.S. ally. I cannot honestly say that there is a healthy process in Turkish-American relations. State-run Anadolu News agency quoted Erdogan as saying Thursday. So Russia's getting to sell, looks like, some more missile systems to Turkey. Yeah, let's see. L.A. County D.A. is to dismiss 60,000 past marijuana convictions. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon said Monday his office would dismiss roughly 60,000 marijuana convictions. Under the previous DA, Jackie Lacey, the office moved last year to dump 66,000 pot convictions that took place before voters passed Proposition 64. The state law legalized recreational cannabis use. Dismissing these convictions means the possibility of a better future to thousands of disenfranchised people who are receiving this long-needed relief, Gascon said in a statement. And Germany is racing to form a new government. Pressure grew for a quick start to talks on Germany's next government as newly elected lawmakers held their first meetings on Tuesday, and tension simmered in outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel's block, which declined its worst ever result in the country's election. And this is Germany races to form new government. This is in Associated Press in Berlin. Olaf Scholz and his center-left Social Democrats, the narrow winners of Sunday's parliamentary election, underlined their hopes of talk soon on forming a coalition with the two parties that are likely to be kingmakers. since new traditional big parties want to renew their outgoing grand coalition of rivals, the third and fourth place parties, the environmentalist Greens and the business friendly Free Democrats, appear to hold the keys to a parliamentary majority. Leaders of those parties plan to meet each early this week to search for common ground before entertaining advances from potential suitors. The Greens and Free Democrats have been invited by us to hold exploratory talks with us this week already if they want. Social Democratic Parliamentary Group Leader Rolf Musenzahn said before gathering of his party's newly elected outgoing lawmaker. Hopes and Merkel's center-right union bloc of holding on to the chancery appeared to be fading with the rival who lost out to Armin Laschet to be the bloc's candidate to succeed Merkel, sounding pessimistic. At that point, Olaf Scholz clearly has the best chance of becoming chancellor, Markus Söder said Tuesday. So they're doing a lot of elections there in Germany, and they've got some different parties. The Social Democrats and the Green, Environmentalist Green Party. Boy, that's something else, isn't it? So we just never know. Here's an article on Japan. It says Japan is lifting their state of emergency for COVID. Japan's government announced Tuesday that the coronavirus state of emergency will end this week to help rejuvenate the economy as infections slow. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the emergency will end Thursday and virus restrictions will be eased gradually in order to resume daily lives despite the presence of the virus. He said the government will create more temporary COVID-19 treatment facilities and continue vaccinations to prepare for any further resurgence. Our fight against the coronavirus is now entering a new phase, Suga said. Finally, we can see social and economic activity starting to normalize. Government officials are also instituting other plans, such as vaccine passports. Well, that's just what they mean. And virus tests, Suga said. With the lifting, Japan will be free of emergency requirements for the first time in more than 6 months. Japan is eager to expand social and economic activities while balancing the need to prevent another wave of infections. The government, which is in transition as the governing party chooses a replacement for Suga, is under pressure to maintain an effective virus strategy ahead of parliamentary elections in 2 months. Japan's current state of emergency declared in April was repeatedly extended and expanded. Despite public weariness and frustration over the measures, Japan has managed to avoid the more restrictive lockdowns imposed elsewhere. So that sounds good. All right, we'll stop it right there. Back to you there, Bob, from Larry in Tennessee on the Wednesday edition of the Liberty Net in 4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry, in 4ROQ. I heard on ABC News tonight, and I was digging around on the internet, and I can't find the article, but somebody, another country, is buying our helicopters from the Afghanis that we left behind. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't been, I've been pretty busy. I haven't had a chance, but it'd be interesting. I thought we just destroyed a lot of that stuff. It was unflyable and all that stuff.
Yeah, we didn't destroy them, that's for sure. I think we left the keys in them and filled them up. But I don't know what country was going over there and making a deal with the Afghans. I wish they would try to fly them. Then they would crash, and that would take care of the helicopter and a couple of the Afghanis. But some other unfriendly country is buying our helicopters from the Afghans that we left sitting there with the title in the windshield. So I'll dig a little further and see if I can find it. I don't know what country to put in, but I heard it on ABC News, and I didn't pay close enough attention. So, all righty, sir, thank you. Kind of a light net tonight, but that's okay. Let me go down to Mr. Andy. KC3, Sierra Delta Juliet. Mr. Andy, round number two. What's he got for us, sir? Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Delta Juliet, it's not necessary to bring anything to the table. We're pleased to have you with us. We get on here every Wednesday night and every Saturday night. Both times are 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this frequency. Usually Saturday night is a busier night, but not a problem. We're just good, glad to have you with us. We can exchange some information. And again, I filled out a card for you, and thank you for passing your general, and please ride along with us. So with that being said, I'm going to go click on another article. I can't find that article about the aircraft, but this one's about another one about good old Biden under the Western Journal. He says, President Joe Biden's Build Back Better. Boy, that is such a lie. President Joe Biden's Build Back a Better agenda is supposed to tax the wealthy to help the middle class. I don't know if any of you don't understand this, but apparently Joe doesn't. First of all, he is the wealthy. Him and that crazy Nancy Pelosi, they are wealthy. But they're not a corporation. They've never accomplished anything. They've never built a widget. And if you tax the wealthy, the people that own corporations, guess who pays for that? The middle and lower class. It's like raising the tax on cigarettes. The majority of your smokers are low-income people. So basically, you've hit them harder. But I don't know why they don't understand it, but they don't. President Trump did. If you don't believe me, just ask Biden, who's more than willing to tell you about it on his Twitter account. To be fair, I'm assuming the messages aren't written by Joe himself, a man who seems like his relationship with technology involves yelling at his phone, either asking Siri to find the slippers or telling Sky to beam him up. However, whoever tweets for him stays on message when it comes to the president's tax and spend plan. Boy, I'll tell you what, they can't spend it enough. Quote, we're going to pass a historical middle class tax, and we're going to do it making those to pay their, the top to pay their fair share. There's another thing he likes to say, pay their fair share. That's weird. I know the crowd at Park Avenue and I like it, but it's time that we give people in towns like Scranton, the folks I grew up with, a break for a change. I wonder if the people in Scranton, if their gasoline has gone up $1.50 to almost $2 a gallon. I wonder if they're noticing the shortages in the grocery store. Do you know that you cannot find Dole lime gelatin with pineapple? They're little Dole snack cups. They have strawberry with peaches, but there's a shortage, an actual shortage of the Dole lime jello with pineapple fruit cup. Now, I don't know how that works out, but that does somehow work out. But anyhow, and I'm sure most of you have noticed that the shelves are not full. There's a little bit of absentness at the grocery store. The shelves are a little bit light. I would not say we should panic, but I think people should, you should have some staples. You should have sugar, you should have salt, you should have your maybe some dried milk, some maybe creamers, coffee, maybe even some canned foods, just to have them on the shelf, maybe freeze some extra meat, extra poultry. We don't know where this is going, but if you control the country's healthcare and you control the country's food supply, you're going to control the country. There's no doubt about that. Alrighty, I'm going to go and check and see if I have anybody else for a late check-in. This is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
November 4, X-ray, Yankee Charlie. N4XYC.
November 4, XYC in the great state of Florida. You're doing a great job in there, Ohio. Robert, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, okay, this is John in Chattanooga.
All right, then I have it wrong. Say your call again, November 4.
November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie, and I'm about 400 miles north of the Florida state line.
All right, let me type it in correct, and I'll be right back.
Okay, N4XYC, how you hearing me up there, Larry?
John, I love when I see that word Cleveland, Tennessee. That is so much fun to see on the screen. But you're doing a great job. I'm sorry I put the call in the wrong way the first time. Mr. John, you're giving me almost 30 over here in Richfield, Ohio.
Well, good. I've kind of got a launching pad here. I'm to the south of me is this flat ground, but I'm sort of on a bluff overlooking a swamp. And so it's sort of a launching pad to the north, to the east, and the west. Over.
Well, it's working out really good for you. Are you anywhere near? Larry talked about it. Last week I had heard about the shooting at the Kroger's. Are you anywhere near that in Tennessee?
No. Tennessee's a very long state. Tennessee's about 500 miles long. And so really, really and truly, you know, our state flag has three stars, and that's for the three clearly distinctive geographic regions of Tennessee, but they're all good, over.
Wow, I didn't realize Tennessee was 500 miles plus. Ohio's about 224 east to west. Pennsylvania's 310, but Tennessee, my goodness, that's a lot longer than I expected you to tell me.
Yeah, you need to put your motorcycle on a trailer and come down here sometime, and you can use my house as a base of operation and take a few rides up into the Smokies in the Blue Ridge. Over.
Well, I've come through the state in a trailer. I used to go to North Carolina to ride with my son. But that's a thought. And you're going to have nicer weather a lot longer than I am.
Oh, yeah. We have four distinctive seasons, and that's the great thing about Tennessee. And anybody that's tired of the Blue Cities, come on to Tennessee, and you'll love every second of it.
Well, is there any chance that you got to see Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor, when she spoke on Newsmax the other night? There's another state that you definitely don't go to South Dakota for the November weather, but you would want to go to South Dakota for the politics.
Yeah, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, too. I saw one photograph of her one time, and I was kind of shocked. She was in blue jeans, and she sure was making those blue jeans look good.
Yeah, she definitely has a nice caboose on her, and she's a pretty girl, but she has definitely turned South Dakota, or she helped direct South Dakota, in Bible-believing, family-oriented, conservative politics.
Right. Yeah, I had a real close friend in the military from Rapid City, and he was a great guy. Okay, well, log me in and give me a call here. I'll be listening.
All righty. Well, I'm to you. If you've got something you want to bring to the table, or you want me to go through the list and catch you at the end.
No, we can talk about it right now. I'm visually impaired. I'm not blind, but I'm visually impaired, so I can't really read anything. But I want to talk about the Green New Deal and this new House bill that they're trying to get passed through.
You must be talking about House Resolution 1319.
Yeah, and there's a lot of climate agenda in there, and so I want to talk about my topic of discussion is called Behind the Green Mask.
Well, the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, we all catch a little bit of Alex Jones from time to time, and I know that we all like to sift through the conspiracy theories and go down this rabbit hole and go down that rabbit hole, but I'd like to say that the thing that is known as Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050 is very, very real, and they're trying to tie this Green New Deal, that's what it is, but And the way they're sneaking around the public is they're trying to gain control of regional planning commissions. So that's something that you can do, you out there, the listener, can do by keeping a watch out in your local newspaper and attend planning commission meetings and see what they're up to. I'll give you a textbook example of this. I had a friend that had a farm, and it had been a few years since he'd done much work or much maintenance on it, but he had a spring, and, springs are real common here. They may not be in other parts, but every farm has a couple of springs on it around here, and he took a backhoe, and he cleaned around that spring and cut all of the underbrush and growth and kind of cleaned it up. And the EPA came in, and they just about put him in handcuffs and took him straight to federal prison. And they fined him $7,500 for not getting a permit for cleaning around that spring and cutting the brush. It's unbelievable. What this United Nations Agenda 21, what it basically boils down to, it's world Marxism. They hate us. If you're middle class American and you live in Oklahoma or Arkansas or Alabama and you make $50,000 to $150,000 a year, and you got a float boat and a couple of jet skis, and you go to the lake or the river every weekend and enjoy life, and your son's got a Camaro and going to junior college, they hate your guts. They hate you, and they view you as the enemy. And what they want to do, they want to bring us all out of the rural areas and bring us into the city and make us live in the city. And that's their goal. That's their aim. And it's in that Green New Deal. So y'all need to start reading that stuff. And also, you need to start going to your planning commissions because, you've heard this joke about the cow farts. Well, that really all boils down to they don't want you eating meat. They want to get rid of all the cattle, the beef cattle, because they don't believe in, they believe in being a vegetarian. And that's what that all boils down to. So the Green New Deal is Agenda 21, and you can be watching it in your local town by keeping an eye out on regional planning commissions. So back over to you, Robert, Net Control from M4XYC.
Yeah, that is a dangerous thing. I was talking a little bit about that House Resolution 1319, and the one piece that I was bringing to the table was that $600. So if you've got a $600 transaction, That'll be reported to the IRS. And what they want is they want tax money from everything. You have a garage sale and you sell $1,000 worth of trinkets or widgets and you put that money in your account, that's taxable income. And they want their piece of that. So it definitely is going to hurt the smaller banking institutions. And if we get rid of paper money, then we can control everything you do, over.
Yeah, it's called the Chinese Social Credit System, and I've talked about it on here. I don't know if you were the net that night or the other gentleman up in Pennsylvania, but Chinese Social Credit System, that's why they want to get rid of the cops, and then they want to restructure that because they want to control it. It's all about control. And they want to take control of every police department and every county sheriff's department in this country. And they want control of it. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a social worker type person on your block telling you what to do. And they're going to track you and control you by your telephone. That's what they do in China. That's how they do it. And so, like I've said before on here, if you're an uncivil person or uncouth or have a party or steal something from your neighbors, they don't call the police. The social worker, like a block captain, comes and talks to you. And then she might make you go through a seminar or some sort of school for better behavior. And also they have a credit score where they take points away from you for being a bad citizen, or they give you points for being a good citizen. And so it looks like my SWRs are jumping up here. Hold on a minute.
All righty. Well, while you're looking at that, I was watching a special on Newsmax called Socialism in America. And they interviewed a Chinese woman who's an American citizen, Venezuelan citizen, a Cuban citizen who's an American now, and a Soviet citizen who's an American. And they were telling about the different pieces of all those Marxist regimes and how that's what they're trying to implement here in America.
It's KT4AN checking in.
Okay, I'm back. My SWR, now there it goes. It's, I better bail out of here, Robert.
All righty, sir. Well, right along with this, I've only got one more round to go through, so thank you for jumping in there.
Okay, I'll be back.
All righty. Let me jump down to Mr. Reed, KQ4EN. Mr. Reed, good evening. What do you want to bring to the table, sir?
Hey, guys. Boy, I sure appreciate y'all coming on the air and doing your thing. It's great, Bob. And I just got, I don't have anything to talk to. I just got on spur of the moment and listened to this guy on my little phone. His name is Dan Sullivan. He's a Republican in Alaska. And he's beating these guys up. He's beating on Miley and General, what's his name? He's doing a good job. And I'm not going to give you a good accountability of it, but I just like it. And it was from Glenn Beck's mess. I don't know if y'all like Glenn Beck or not. Yeah, but he got on there and he's beating their tails out. And Biden lied and not just one time. And he got on there and said about he's asking these generals. He's putting them on the spot, boys. It's kind of good to watch. And I'm sure y'all like it. About this Afghanistan debacle. But, he says, well, is this a false statement by the president? And did you abide by and just tearing them up? But it was kind of neat to watch for me. But he says, Biden thinks it's kind of extraordinary success, but you know, the whole world knows, you know, it's Biden. It's a Biden debacle. It's wrong, and you know, he didn't. Yeah, he let the whole world down, but confound, it's so aggravating to see what's happening. But Bob, confound it. Well, anyway, that's my little say-so. This is Reed. I'm in Mocksville, North Carolina. KQ4EN.
All righty, Reed, thank you. KQ4EN, I was watching where Millie, General Millie, was getting a browbeating from a female senator. I don't remember her name, but I think she was Nebraska. But she was just whipping that boy about, you won't tell the American public and you won't tell us here in Congress, but you'll leak to the different authors to try to puff up your chest and better yourself. You'll leak those conversations to an author so they end up being published, but you won't be transparent and tell the American people what you've said and done. It was great. I don't know if you watched her whip on him or not. Over.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate you. Yeah, reply. Oh, golly. Well, anyway, that's all I got today. And his name is Dan Sullivan. And, yeah, he got his turn. He done a good, pretty good job. I don't know if y'all watch that. But this is KQ4EN.
All righty. I'll have to look it up. I'll Google it and see what his piece of the puzzle is. So, all righty. Well, with that being said, kind of a short night. Let me jump up back up to the top and say hi to Laura and Marty. Good evening to both of you. Let me see if Mr. Frank is here one more time for the 73 round. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, are you here or did you go away? Nothing heard. Whiskey Bravo 2, Bravo Charlie Echo. Mr. Bill, are you with us? Nothing heard. Mr. Larry, I'm back to you. I've not got a response from Jesse yet. I hope I will. November 4, Romeo Oscar, Quebec. Mr. Larry, your final thought.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Robert, I've been reading in the paper. I don't have any of those articles, but there's a lot of hospital employees, RNs, people that have been required by their employer to take the shot, the experimental shot, or they'll be fired. And they are firing a lot of the people, which you know, which means more your life. It's been put out there quite a bit now by the frontline doctors and other doctors that there's no need to take this vaccine. There's a cure for it. If you get the virus, you got hydrochloroquine, you got another medicine or two there. I'll have to think what those are. But, I mean, those are very effective. They'll take care of it. I don't understand all these people passing away. It is because they're not giving them the correct medicine. They want to give them, put them into ventilators and all this stuff, and it tends to kill them off. You need to stay with hydrochloroquine, and there's another medicine or two, which you know well, and it's name escapes me, but you ivermectin, you can get it at a lot of different places, even maybe Tractor Supply.
There
and,
you go. Yeah, you ain't shitting.
Very successful in treating any kind of a virus or a bacterial infection, those two items there. But they want you to go in the hospital and spend $300,000 for the your insurance, if you got insurance, and you know, make a hospital rich. And there must be some people in that hospital that are really raking this money in. But anyway, the thing of it is, there's a lot of stuff in those shots that are very, very poisonous, such as a lot of aluminum. As a lot of people have said, it does change your chromosomes. Once you take the shot, you can never go back. You'll have it in you forever. Chances of cancer, and also, autoimmune diseases, and 3 to 5 year life expectancy is what I've been hearing. So people, please do not take the shot. There is, you can still get the COVID-19 even with the shot. So why take the shot? It's almost unbelievable they're even giving this thing, giving the shots, because they do not keep you from contacting the COVID-19 anyway. So anyway, there's a lot of people being fired because these liberal socialist Democrats are putting it out that you have to take the virus, the shot for the COVID-19. Which is, I don't believe they can do that legally, and they're killing, and a lot of people are not wanting to take it, especially the healthcare workers, because they see what's happening in that situation. A lot of blood clots from these shots. I've seen a lot of people die around the hospital area where I live after taking the shot. So why take a chance? Even if they say it's okay, that don't mean it is. You know, there's a new world order. There's they want to get you off your name off these social security rolls. There's a lot of money going out to the older people who have paid in all their life, and they've already used a lot of this money, a lot in the accounts in the treasury. So they do not want these people to collect their money. They know it's going to go haywire here in probably 5 to 10 years or so, that it's out of money probably as we speak. So just remember that there's a lot of different people running this deal, and they want you to take the shot for a not a very good reason, not for the reason that you think they want. I've got an article here. Let's see. I'll go ahead and read it regarding Pentagon brass defend U.S. Afghanistan exit. Says military recommended leaving some troops. USA Today, the nation's top military leaders defending themselves Tuesday during a rigorous Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Milley, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and U.S. Central Command General Frank McKenzie testified on the handling of U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last month that ended the 20-year war. The Pentagon officials repeatedly refused to reveal their private conversations with President Joe Biden on the war, but stated their opinions that some U.S. forces should have been left in Afghanistan. The bulk of the questions from senators centered on the messy American exit from Afghanistan. Milley defended the military's operations during the fall of Kabul and subsequently U.S. evacuations from the Afghan capital. We provide a broad range of options to Biden, Milley said, explaining how the military shifted its mission to drawing down. He conceded the United States was not prepared for the swift collapse of the Afghan government under the onslaught of Taliban militants. It is clear, it is obvious, the war in Afghanistan did not end in the terms we wanted. With the Taliban now in power in Kabul, the general said, it came at an incredible cost of 11 Marines, one soldier, and a Navy corpsman. During the evacuation, a suicide bomber killed the troops in an attack on Kabul airport. After the evacuation of more than 124,000 people, Austin said the United States is still getting out of Afghanistan. He acknowledged that we did not get out all of our Afghan allies enrolled in the special immigration visa program, and that non-combatant evacuations remain among the most challenging military operations, even in the best of circumstances. Austin, Milley, and McKenzie all agreed with the recommendation of General Austin Miller, former commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan to Biden to leave a few thousand troops in Afghanistan. They noted those were options and would not reveal exactly how they advised the president. I agreed that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, and I also recommended earlier in the fall of 2020 that we still maintain 4,500. At that point in time, those are my personal views, McKenzie told Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma. McKenzie said a full withdrawal would result in the collapse of Afghanistan's government, which it did. Austin told Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, that Biden was briefed on keeping a minimum troop presence in the country in the 2,500 range, which was at odds with the president's comments. Biden denied he was provided that recommendation during an interview August 31st with the ABC News. No one said that to me that I can recall, the president said. Of course, people are saying he's brain dead at this point. He couldn't remember anything. Austin would not say whether his narrative contradicted the president's comments. Once the decision to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by August the 31st was made, the risk to the U.S. military and American citizens in Afghanistan was going to go extremely high beginning in September. If military forces remain past the deadline, Miley told Senator Angus King, independent of Maine. So, follow that article. But this Miley, during the election, he called China and told them, this was the time that the election was going on, that, hey, you're not going to get, bombed, or you're not going to get hit by the United States, unbeknownst to President Trump, who was in, who was still in office at that time. For quite a while there, even after being defeated, he was still the president for a certain amount of time. So this this guy, Smiley, is needs to be checked into. He went way beyond his bounds. He had no idea what the president would want to do or anyone else would want to do. And Smiley is took upon himself to do that. And I looked at some of Trump's comments on that, and he said that he has no authority to contact anyone about any kind of military weapons or anything to do with being first strike or anything like that. So anyway, that can you can research that on Google. Just Google Miley contacts China regarding any type of military intervention with them there. So, all right, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Bob. Still sounding good. KA8JOY from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
I'm in.
Go ahead, contact.
Yeah, this is Kilowatt Charlie 4 Radio X-Ray, Dave in Tennessee. And I'm going to say this, fellas, you need to steel your heart. You need to steel your heart. And we're going to have to fight these SOBs. I don't believe they're going to back down on all this vaccination crap. That stuff is a bioweapon. It's not a vaccination. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. I don't know about where you all live, but here, I'm sure where Larry lives there in Knoxville, there's people dying left and right, and most of them are vaccinated. They say it's the unvaccinated, and it's just not true. That's all fake news. There are vaccinated people dying left and right here from that stinking shot. And you need to steel your heart, because these people are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to put us in these camps. They call them FEMA camps. They call them wellness camps. They call them all kinds of things. They're going to try to follow what Australia has done and some of these other countries. I guess New Zealand is one of them. And if you're going to see your family loaded up into a FEMA bus and put in a rail car and marched off to one of these camps where you'll never see them again, because they'll take your children and put them somewhere else
absolutely 100% correct. Absolutely.
Well, Dave, that's a very good comment, and I'm sure when they start coming door to door to the conservatives' house to load us up, there will be gunfire. And it'll, of course, it'll be, oh, yeah, look at those Trump supporters. But that's when it's probably going to get ugly, over.
Well, I would say ugly, yes, but I'm going to say this. If you're going to have to shoot somebody, you might as well get rid of the communists in this damn country for once and for all. They've been working on this garbage for the last 70 or 80 years, and this is their big move, their big revolution. This is their move. Once you start, the first time you pull the trigger, they're like the man said. You pull your sword and you throw the scabbard away, and you don't worry about where the scabbard is until you're clean cleared up.
It's interesting you would say that. I just got done writing letters to both of my congressmen about House Resolution 1319. And my last sentence in my letter to them is, and I quote, "Remember, the people and or politicians can vote themselves into communism. However, the people will have to fight and shoot their way back to freedom. Being a Gold Star father, I do not want my son's life to have been sacrificed in vain for this Biden administration." Over.
Roger that. My son put 20 years in the Air Force. He visited all the major theaters. We did a lot of praying for that boy, and I'm just thankful to the Lord that he came back in one piece. Yes, he did have to take the anthrax shot, and he's now a master in a school in Las Vegas, and he had to take the jab, and I told him I said you're crazy, but he had to take the jab to keep his job. He wants his other retirement. I certainly hope he lives through it, is the best I can say. But as far as these communists go, they're for nothing but vermin. They're just like removing a rat, a rat in your barn or a snake in your chicken house. That's all they are. They're no good, and they never will be any good. Kilowatt Charlie 4 Radio X-Ray.
All righty, sir. Well, I'm going down the list for the 73 round. You're the last one on the list, so I will be back to you in just a moment. Let me check with Andy, KC3, Sierra Delta Juliet, Mr. Andy in Pennsylvania. Your final thoughts, over.
TTIO.
Not positive. It's such a difficult signal to hear. I hope you get some a few watts in that wire so that you can make the trip a little better. Thank you for joining us tonight, KC3SDJ, KJY. Let me go down to John in Cleveland, Tennessee, November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. Your final thoughts.
Yeah, okay, Robert, N4XYC here. I think it's time for everybody to think about what they're going to do and what their plan is. I've always had a good relationship with my local government. I've always had a good relationship with my state government. I've gotten behind on my sales tax at times, and they worked with me beautifully, and I've always had a good working relationship with the federal government. But it appears that Washington, D.C. is at war with the people. You know, it's King George all over again. And I'm going to cut this light on. I got a little bit to say here. I'm going to cut this light on and watch my meter. Okay. It seems to be doing okay. So I want to talk about you putting a group together. And what you can do is you can organize a community emergency response team. It's called a CERT team, and it was started somewhere, and the state governments picked it up and liked it, and the federal government picked it up and liked it. And there's not a whole lot of requirements. You don't have to answer to anybody. The markings are green hats that say CERT in white letters, or green helmets, hard hats. And what they do is they help out in times of disaster. You know, they're kind of like a church disaster relief group. Most of them are ham radio operators. And what you can do is you can put together a CERT team, and you don't have to answer to anybody. You're not under the direction or the control of anybody. But you've got a group, and you're organized, and you do emergency response in your community. When you have a tornado, you go drag everybody out of the tornado. If you want to go to your local emergency management agency and ask for some training, you know, you can't drive a car over a power line that's in the road after a tornado has gone through. You can get electrocuted just standing close to a live power line that's down on the ground. It'll literally jump up and electrocute you. So you got to have a little bit of training. But basically what I'm saying, it's time to go ahead and put you a group together and a plan together. And no, who's to say that you can't do a little bit of training on the side, you know, switch hats. You got to switch hats and do a little training, do a little practice at the gun range. And if you want to put together a group, now's the time, because believe me, they're working double overtime. They're working double overtime against this country and the people in this country. And so back to net control. Over to you, Robert, from N4XYC.
All righty, John. Thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate you being with us and the topics you brought to the table. N4XYC, KHOI. Down to Mr. Reed, KQ4EN. Mr. Reed, your final thoughts.
Well, I appreciate that. And I don't know what to call you, Robert or Bob, or anyway, I saw your picture. I looked you up. And I saw that picture. You're sitting on the motorcycle with some smiling girl back there. And that's kind of neat. But, gosh, what's on my mind is, I like you guys. And, I forgot what you each of one of you said, and it's all important. Everybody gets their say so. You know, my fifth grade teacher was brilliant, and she told us. She said, "You're free. You can say anything you want to." Forever. And there's people that laid fucking life, and they did. And that's what I go by. There's guys before me that did that for me, and I'm convinced. Nobody can take it away. Nobody can take that away. And that's what they did for me in elementary school. And everybody should take that and, put this Biden mess behind them. Because he's a stupid idiot. He ain't got no say-so in my world. And he needs to go to hell. And now, I know my rights. And, most people do, and I'm comfortable within the say so of you know, you people know, and they, you know, they will not conform to some lie, and no Camellia or Kamala, whatever, and no, okay, never mind. You guys continue. I love to hear you. This is KQ4N.
Alrighty, Reed. I just have to clarify, KQ4EN, the First Amendment gives us the freedom of speech to talk against our politicians, against the government, against what's happening. It does not give us the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. So that's kind of one of the ways it's always explained. But the First Amendment gave us the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, and the freedom of religion. But however, have we noticed how this woke culture, you know, the white man is not supposed to say words. There's a stink right now about a black guy that is dancing around on the media because a white girl said the word hood. So we are just into such a cancel culture. And we've got to remember, we still have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of assembly, and the freedom of the press. And we need to protect those freedoms. But they definitely is an all-out war against that in this country. Thank you for joining, Reed. Always appreciate hearing you. I'm going to go down and see what Dave's final thoughts are, and then I'm going to put a ribbon on this night. So KC4RX, Mr. Dave, in the state of Tennessee, you're my final person. What are your final thoughts?
Okay, like the gentleman said, you can get a search team together. You can also put together a local gun club as another means of assembly. Peaceful assembly. You can hold your first meeting in the city park or your town park or somebody's open field to get the permission. And that's another way to gather people together. You'll get ideas and all that good stuff. It doesn't have to be a run and gun and all that crazy shooting nonsense, but what you do is you get people together. And remember this, man, a two-man rifle team is a very difficult factor to deal with when the time comes. When the time comes, the Chinese use a three-man pod, they call them. But a two-man rifle team is a very good thing to think about in the future, buddies. And that works out well. I'll just leave it right there. And as far as the vaccine and all that other stuff, it's definitely not for people. They want to eliminate the whites. There's a hatred on for white people. And all I can say is just white, just right. That's good enough for me. And I don't give a damn. And what they need to think about is there's a whole bunch of us people out here that just damn well want it to be left alone. We want it to be left alone.
You've mentioned the word CERT, which stands for Crisis Intervention Response Team. And yes, we would just like to live our lives, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And these crazy bastards will not let us alone. It's kind of a sad situation. All righty, well, it was kind of a short Wednesday Night Liberty Net. It is 23:34 Eastern Standard Time. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is. As well as the safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent King, W1 WCR, Mr. Victor, W9 FAM, Mr. Burns, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, M3DVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Please pray for America. We definitely need it. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julia, Oscar, and a Yankee. Good night.
You copied me now?
I do. Boy, you were like nowhere, but now you're here.
Yeah, well, I have to run a piece of coax to my mobile rig, and then I can use my amplifier. I just want to mention that there's a couple people on camp. And you can get ivermectin from Tractor Supply. That's what I got here right in front of me, a box of ivermectin that came from Tractor Supply. And there's a lot of instructions on the web on how to use it. A lot of preppers are using this ivermectin from Tractor Supply. WTGIO.
All right, thank you, Frank. You are still kind of noisy, but I did hear you talking about the ivermectin from Tractor Supply. So you need to be on your base station, W2GIO, KHOI.
Yeah, the antenna's broke.
Tell Jesse, wish him good luck and hopefully get back on here and get over with all that virus stuff there. So tell him we miss him, man. Full auto.
I will send him your best wishes. I will send him another text here in a minute. He might be sleeping, so I won't call him, but I will send him your regards.
Well, Larry just called you Bob, so that, and I want to get this this mess behind us. And I don't understand about the ivermectin. You know, they give me some kind of medicine, the Democrats said. Okay, y'all enjoy your day. Hey, this is KQ4EN.
All right, Mr. Reed, I go by Robert Austin, but some people call me Bob. It does not matter to me. It's better than what people would call me when I pulled them over for speeding. Over.
Well, I like you. I like the way you talk, and I like the way you carry on. And okay.
Alrighty, I've kind of gone by Robert as when my son became an adult. Everybody called him Robert the Second, and they started saying Robert Senior, and it just kind of stuck. But again, either one I will answer to, and it's a pleasure having you with us. I'm going to flip the switch and go watch some Greg Kelly and some Sinchfield.
I remember Robert. Okay, I'll talk to you. My pleasure.